At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Well, it's been work, it's been vacation, and he's back with us. Our guy, Chip Scoggins, Monday regular right at this time. Read his excellent column in the Star Tribune on a regular basis. Did you travel a little bit? Did you hang out? What did you do?
Yeah, we went to Chicago.
Okay.
For a four-day getaway to see the two oldest kids. I have one living there and working there and another interning there. So they got dad to buy him a bunch of dinners and go to a bunch of bars. I don't think it's an intentional bar crawl, but we did one on 4th of July.
Nice.
I saw all their favorite spots. Let's say that.
Okay. And what did you think?
I think you said it and I've repeated it. It's hard to top Chicago in the summer.
It's the best summer city in America.
The neighborhood they live in and places they go, to be 20-something again. I was definitely the oldest. So I got this. So my wife and I'm not going to say the fast food place we stopped at, but we're driving there, and we stop and have lunch and order and sit down, and we realize the teenage person running the cash register gave us the 65 and older discount.
Hey,
nothing
wrong with saving a little money.
I'll take that $1.47. I don't care if I look 65 or 70.
Were you tempted to go up there and say, how old do you think I am?
No. We had a good laugh about it, though, but didn't even ask, just assumed. Just took one look at my gray hair and said, this person's clearly over 65. This is a senior citizen.
That's funny. That's good. Okay, let's get back to Chicago. So, four bars. That's my guess, Dave. How many bars did Chip and his wife go with the kids? I'm going four bars.
On an unintentional bar crawl. Was this an all-day thing? Couple hours? What are we talking?
That's asking too many questions.
All right, fine. I won't ask any more questions. Yeah. I'm going to take the over. I'm going to say at least five.
This was 4th of July, and we, counting the dinner spot, six.
Wow, that's impressive. For a man who's 68 years old, that's really good.
Yes. Do you get the discount on all of them?
Yeah, exactly. Chip's got a new fake ID. We have the fake IDs. Kidding, that's the legal age. He's got the senior citizen fake ID. Oh,
they're bringing me coffee. They're bringing me coffee. It was fun, though. We started at the one, and they were playing, so they had the NASCAR race was in town, which is, we walked down there to see where they do that. But then the Cardinals, obviously a huge rival there in town. So we started out in Wrigleyville at a fun spot there, watched the end of the Cubs-Cards game there, and just kind of made our way around the north side there.
Yeah, it's amazing. Text me. I've been saying this for a while. Chicago, the best summer city in America. If you disagree, what is another contender for the best summer city in America? 651-461-9226. Okay. After living here, how long were you in Chicago?
Just 2 years, and I did it completely wrong. We were like mid-20s, and we lived out in the suburbs. We didn't know what we didn't know.
Yeah.
We didn't stay in the cool part. We stayed out in the suburbs. So.
Okay. Would you guys, let's say you work for 10 more years, right, or 50, whatever, and then want to retire. Are you inclined to want, if you left here, because I know you love it here, but if you want to try to do something different, are you inclined to go to a comparable size city, one of our really big cities, or something really different, much smaller?
It's funny. My wife and I have talked about that. We do definitely want to be near our kids. I love Lincoln Park area. Love it.
Yep.
That's where my daughter's in that area. I love that area. But I definitely could go smaller. I wouldn't mind being in a small town again. I grew up in a small town.
Yep.
something about, you know, that kind of lifestyle. So I waffle back and forth because I would miss all the big city restaurants and all the events and attractions and airport and all that you can have at your disposal. But living in a small town is kind of appealing too.
I think I still would need a bigger city. I really do. I get it that, you know, in when I had the minor league jobs before eventually I got back here, I was traveling to smaller cities, mm-hmm. and I lived in smaller cities. But, like, among the cities I would think about living in, if we said, you know, my whole family left, right? And I wanted to do something different. Like, Denver's high on that list. Seattle's high on that list. San Diego. Like, if I could find the right place in L.A., too, if I knew I was going to stay mainly in that part of L.A., okay, and didn't, let's say, have to travel on the 405 every day, you know, and I could just stay there, I think L.A. is really cool. New York, I wish I would have done New York when I was younger. I wish I would have just just stayed in a place where it was me and 30 rats and just was grinding my way through a waiter job or something like that. Just to experience like 3-4 months in New York when you're a kid. I kicked myself on that one. I wish I would have done that.
So here's what my daughter came up at one of our bar crawl stops. If money's not an issue, you have one day, 1 year, the rest, or 1 month, 1 year, the rest of your life. You get to pick three places. 1 month, I said Maui. 1 year, I said Italy. The rest of my life, I said Charleston, South Carolina.
So I'm wearing a Maui shirt today, ironically enough. I would love, and my kid, la-di-da, my oldest boy, is getting married in Maui in about 5 months.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you would contribute, like, some money. No, thankfully, it's a very, very, very small wedding. So I'm going back. That Maui Lahaina area,
it's amazing.
Is mystical, you know, and it's not like the two of us are the only people who've ever been there. But man, watching those fires, I was so saddened for the people, and the few times I've been there just to walk around there, I just thought, God, first of all, are they going to make it? Are they going to live?
Yeah.
Then can they get their businesses back? Because you know, there's so many small family-owned businesses there, and that land is incredibly expensive. My fear is whenever it gets rebuilt, and I've told it's been a really slow process, so I can't wait to go there. When I head over. I just worry that it's just going to be these national chains now.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, we may have talked about this at the time, but my family, all of us, we did a family vacation there 1 month to the day we were there before the fires.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It was. I mean, it was. You said it right. Mythical, magical. That is the most special place, I think, Maui. I love it. I was just heartbroken when I saw those fires because those are institutions. I mean, these are family run. You know, whether it's the ice cream cone place, the bar restaurant. I mean, these are family owned, been there forever, and just. I hope it's not changed, but I don't think you'll have the same character that it was before.
I don't think so either. If it was a country that I visited, I'm with you in Italy. There's something about New Zealand, though. If I could pick a place, just talking to 10, 15 people visited and reading stories, New Zealand sounds like a place I could really, really like, you know, just to try that. And they've had a lot of restrictions because so many Americans have tried it out, you know. It's not like I'm saying I want to get out of America, but you're right. If it's something different, Dave, how about you? If you 1 month or 1 year, what are you doing?
1 month, 1 year. I think the answer is the same. I'm going to enjoy the lakes, the trails, the parks, the beautiful dining of Woodbury, Minnesota.
Okay.
I'm in the place I want to be.
Yes. Okay.
And the YMCA when I see you sweating there.
That's right.
Later today.
That's right. Yes. I run into Chip at the Y. What's better than that?
Did you today?
No, it's been a few months.
I do quite often, though. Yeah.
How about right now? I'm going to talk. I talked about this last week. We're all selfish on road construction. But if I said to Dave right now, wait until the 394 situation fully kicks in. And it joins 55 because it's always smart to have two major projects going on the two highways that run parallel with each other. So if you were going from Woodbury and I said, Dave, we're going to meet in Wayzata, and once that 394 thing, you'd have to get a helicopter. Honestly. 394 and 55 at the same time. What moron came up with this idea?
I have zero sympathy for you from what 94 has been through the last two summers.
I agree.
Exactly.
I agree, but you at least have alternate routes right now.
Zero sympathy.
Yeah. I got one last alternate route, and I'm sitting on it. I'm not saying it in any way right now. All right, we'll actually talk
everybody else is thinking it.
Yeah, we'll talk a little sports with Chip, because there's not a ton going on when we come back on CCO. What do you want me to talk about? How about...
Get a good stretch.
Yeah. Stretch? You want me to go stretch?
I want you to get a good stretch.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Chip, now that he's, what, 75 or something like that, he could use a good stretch. Double figures in Stretch Lab locations. I started at Stretch Lab, speaking of Highway 55, a part of Highway 55 where it's still open. Going to the Plymouth Stretch Lab. Soon I met Kevin and Zach and so many people. So I went, then I thought, can I bring my son with his health issues? Of course I could. And I would find out how selective Stretch Lab, stretchlab.com is in their training, how diligent they follow up. And by the way, if people don't hold up, they're gone. I don't walk away from Stretch Lab, whether it's a 25 or a 50-minute session, without feeling better. You can sign up for just one visit. You can sign up for monthly visits. They have all sorts of options for you. Right now, it's prime season to be outside golfing. You want to hit that 7, Aaron? Maybe hit it like 150 now. How about hitting 160? How about running a little bit longer? How about biking? How about the calves are tight or the glutes are tight, hamstrings, whatever it might be? They will work with you no matter the age, no matter your skill set. Good people. Check them out today. Stretchlab.com. We continue with our friend from the Star Tribune, Chip Scoggins, back with us. Twins get one all-star. They get Byron. He's been great. I have no problem with that, right? I mean, Ryan's been very good. Duran has been a little bit behind both those guys. Mm-hmm. What's our guess? Four or five guys are going to drop out. They'll probably get one of the pitchers in there. But if one guy's going, I have no problem with a Byron.
No, it's Buxton for sure. I mean, he was their clear all-star, and you're right. I mean, it happens every year. Somebody gets left out, and then four guys pull out with injuries or just want to rest or whatever, and, you know, they get added. So my hunch is Joe Ryan will wind up going. So, but I had no problem with that either.
Yeah, I think among the sports topics, which we waste so much time on, is – upset about the all-star game omission. I mean, I guess early on if guy goes the first couple times, but after that, I don't think it's that big a deal. And if we've decided every team should get somebody, okay, that's the thing. And they had a good series against Tampa. Tampa's pretty good, but they're not very good. So a team that's not very good, I don't think – should get more than one, maybe two All-Stars. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, unless it's just two absolute slam dunks.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
The way Buxton's playing, for sure. But, yeah, I mean, they have a losing record. So it's hard to sit here and argue that, you know, there should be three guys on the team when you have the record that they have.
Now let's go to another team where the general manager slash head coach is not upset about the number of All-Stars. That's the Lynx. Cheryl Reeve runs the whole thing, and she's happy. She's unhappy, as Cheryl seemingly always is. For somebody with a hell of a track record, Cheryl is, she's cranky, she's Zimmer-like, she's, there are just certain people in sports that no matter what, they're just cranky about something, and she is cranky with great, great results. I'm not denying that in any way, but she's ticked off that she doesn't have more than two, and hey, when you're the best team in the league, I get that.
Yeah, and I guess you could make a case for McBride, probably.
That's it.
Right?
She's the player.
I mean, she's, you know, and I don't know, because how many games did she miss at the beginning of the season? I don't know if that factored into it at all. But, yeah, I mean, you could certainly make the case for her. But, I mean, how about the schedule they had, Chad?
Yeah.
When they played I was reading, Kinston, was it five games in 8 days or three and four?
It's bizarre.
who came up with that?
Yeah. It's not an Olympic year either. I kind of get it if there's something that was where they were taking a break. No.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, the way they're playing, 17-2 now, and easily have the best record in that league. And as Cheryl said last night after the game, she feels like this – she sees a lot of – she's not saying it's going to be a championship team, but she sees a lot of the same ingredients, a lot of the same qualities that from the teams that she's coached.
I mean, the difference is it's a team with a lot of good players and one superstar. Whereas that other run, there was superstar, superstar, and superstar, right? I mean, she is, and I'm not trying to downplay the talent because there's a lot of absolutely good players. Like, you know, and it's nice that they played Diamond Miller some minutes recently. But, man, it's Nafisa, and then not exactly a list of other all-stars, but they work well together, and the type of the way Cheryl Reaves wants to play, they're pulling that off. They are very well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's almost – I don't know if it's insulting to say the pieces are, you know, the sum is greater than the parts, because I think that undervalues how good the players are. I mean, obviously, probably the best player in the league and Collier, but I mean, these other players, McBride, you know, they had really, really good players on there that that play well together, and they have the chemistry and they play the system, and obviously they're very well coached. They have depth now. They play terrific defense. So it's just a team that's really well put together. And we talked about it after, you know, they come within a shot of winning the title last year, and they talked about having a chip on their shoulder with how that ended and the anger they felt from that.
It's still there.
They're putting it on the floor. They're backing it up, that's for sure.
Over the weekend, at some point, PGA gets another extension. He's having a good recruiting year, seeming a little better, but as we said the last time we talked about it, he's signing more players now than others, but he clearly has landed some top players, doing a better job in the state. What does your gut tell you? Like, what would it take for Fleck either to be in trouble or for Fleck to take another job?
Well, you're miles and miles and miles from either of those happening because Mark Cole loves him. And what he represents and what he does for the program. And I just think if you look at it, the state of college sports right now, you either want to be in one of two conferences, the Big Ten or the SEC, because both of those conferences are paying out the full freight. Oh, by the way, last week is when they started paying athletes under the House settlement on July 1st. And everything I hear is I think football is going to get around 75% of that $20.5 million. There's not many schools that are going to do that outside of those two conferences. And so that is a big deal. So, I you know, it would have to be a clear upgrade for him to leave, I think. And I just don't – I mean, he just built that, you know, house on Lake Minnetonka. I just don't see that as a possibility right now.
One? I think he's got two out there. He's doing more than a little real estate stuff here in town, and bravo. I mean, that's fine. And, you know, I know him a little bit just to say hello and shake his hands. I don't know. You know him way better than me, but I know friends who know him pretty well. And I hear that, like most people come here, he's smitten. He's in.
He likes it.
He's fully into the town and more.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I don't think he's just saying it to please people. I mean, I think they really do love it here.
All right, my friend. You're off for two more weeks? No, not allowed. Not allowed. All right, brother. Have a great week. Chip Scoggins, The Epstein Files. What exactly happened? Okay, we're going to play some audio. I'm a little confused about what was going on because we've got some receipts and it seems... I've got my suspicion. We'll get to that in a little bit. I don't have my suspicion about Anna Burchill and her team at American Family. I have results. Now, Amber has worked at this location with American Family for 15 years. My family has worked with this location. My father's worked with this location decades and decades and decades. Since I came back in 1990, I've only worked with this location, which Amber is now running, for 15 years. It's with American Family. You can track it down very simply. Now, don't just go to American Family. Go to TeamShoal.com. Team, you got that. And then Scholl, it's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Your car insurance. The different ways with your car insurance, you can save money. Maybe you're dealing with kids. Maybe you're dealing with a ticket. All those issues, Amber and her team can help you out. How about a condo? How about a house? We had somebody reach out last week who owns some real estate. They can help you out with all those areas. How about if you've got a homeowners association? They're kind of a pain in the butt. They can help out in that area. They have a great team, and Amber is a superior person. They'll give you the best deal, get back to you right away. TeamScholl.com. The evidence seems overwhelming. Jeffrey Epstein, disgusting, awful human being. Had a lot of success in his career, but then, this goes back 20 years ago when he was investigated abusing underage kids. Identified 36 girls. I repeat, 36 girls that have been abused, some as young as 14. This was going on for a long, long time. Served 13 months in custody, work release, arrested again in 2019. And not soon after, he died in his jail cell. And did he kill himself? Did he not kill himself? There was endless speculation on that part of his life. And then there was speculation, Dave, on his island, on his plane, which big names were traveling on the plane, on the island, engaging in vile, filthy, underage sex. Prince Andrew. That interview went well. Bill Clinton was mentioned. Bill Gates was mentioned. And also mentioned the 45th and 47th president of the United States. A lot of video and pictures of Donald Trump partying with Jeffrey Epstein. Does that prove that Donald Trump had underage sex? Obviously not. Does not. But anybody who's going to act like that they weren't friends, let alone good friends, you're just lying. Do I know definitively what Bill Clinton might have done on the plane or the island? No, I don't. Bill Clinton doesn't exactly have a good reputation with sexual abuse. So I'm not falling on any sword for Bill in this area. Donald Trump's been accused of what? 20, 25 acts of sexual abuse? So he doesn't have a good track record. That doesn't mean in this case he's automatically guilty. The MAGA wing, for years, has wanted the information on Jeffrey Epstein because they wanted the files. They wanted the names. They wanted the proof, Dave. Who was on that island? Who was on that plane? Because they were convinced it would be a lot of people who they've been disagreeing with, and their leader, Donald John Trump, of course, wouldn't do it. There are some who suggest once Trump found out what was going on at Epstein, he dumped him. That's according to Donald Trump. Okay. Donald, who occasionally bumps into the truth, he might be telling the truth. I don't know. Do I believe him often? No, I don't. So then let's give you some audio. Because now Trump part two. We're going to find out about the client list. And we're going to find out how awful it was. Let's go Alina. So Alina Hababa, who is now the, a chief prosecutor for the state of New Jersey. Former Trump personal attorney. This is earlier in the year when she's asked about Jeffrey Epstein, the client list, and assorted things tied to a man found guilty of pedophilia.
But in this case, in Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process. Now, I won't say they're guilty until they go through their time in court. But again, now it's time for accountability. We have seen for so many years, Pierce, in this country, many investigations, subpoenas, testimonies in Congress, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a general frustration with accountability. We take it halfway. We don't take it home. And I really believe that now with Cash and Pam, there will be accountability.
That's Cash Patel and Pam Bondi. Cash Patel running the FBI. Pam Bondi, the attorney general. That's in a Piers Morgan interview. Evidence. Clear. It's going to be disgusting. We're about accountability, right? Isn't that kind of a quick summation of that?
That's what I heard.
Now here's another interview with our attorney general, Pam Bondi. This is John Roberts from Fox News asking the first question.
DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh, my gosh?
Not yet.
So it's on her desk. It's right there on the attorney general's desk. So we're going to get this information. No, we're not. Because Axios reporting it and now confirmed that the Justice Department and FBI have concluded they have no evidence that convicted sex offender, and I'm reading right from their opening paragraph, disgraced fiancé Jeffrey Epstein blackmailed powerful figures, kept a client list, or was murdered. Now, on the murdered part, it was interesting, too, when the Biden administration came to the same conclusion, they're lying. Patel and his number two, Dan Bongino, had said this in a multiple interviews. There's there's nothing there. He killed himself. But how does it go from we have this client list on Pam Bondi's desk? And now it doesn't even exist. How does that happen? How does that happen? Because, by the way, there are prominent MAGA names who are furious. Some of the most passionate, crazy MAGA folks who've wanted this list forever and knew that their guy, Donald John Trump, would never be on that list. No. Not on that. The Clintons, Bill Gates, the weather people, those folks who are putting stuff in the clouds to attack, you know, MAGA folks, they'd be on the list, and they're ticked. If Kamala Harris puts out her FBI and DOJ today, you think the MAGA folks are upset today? It would be, of course, the Clintons. All Hunter Biden was on it. They all were on it. Jeez, I wonder why that list, it just went from on her desk to it doesn't exist. Can't imagine why. Can't imagine.
My question is this, and I see where you're going with this, Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it could be damaging to some within the MAGA community.
Yeah, can't imagine.
When Pam Bondi did this interview, the list was on her desk.
On her desk.
I assume she had flipped through it a little bit.
Yeah, I got a feeling that was pretty quick, right?
Yeah, I have to think she and whoever made the list and put the list on her desk already knew what was on it. So why is she acknowledging it then but not today?
Yeah.
If you knew how damning it was at the time she spoke with Fox News or how damning it was for, you know, MAGA, perhaps the president, maybe not. We don't know.
I don't have 100% proof. No,
yeah,
by no means.
When Alina did the interview with Piers Morgan, If you know how bad it is, why are you talking about accountability and, yes, this has to happen and we're going to go through that list?
Yeah,
why,
I mean,
why move it now? Is
right.
Why are we moving the goalposts now?
I have no problem with them confirming that he killed himself. That happens. Seemingly, it should have been impossible considering the publicity surrounding him and where it was. But if forever one of your causes was we're going to have this accountability, we're going to shine the light, we're going to show who these awful people were, and then when all these pictures were shown and they're legit, these aren't AI, because this pre-AI of Trump and Epstein partying together or just hanging out together, and I'm not saying it shows them having sex with young girls. Does not show, but it shows them, and there's audio of Trump saying they were good friends. He then, years after, said when the information came out, he stopped associating with them. Maybe that's true.
Hopefully it is.
It should be. I would like to think he would have done that. I have no idea. But when you build this up, and all of a sudden nothing pops up, I just want you to be consistent. If this is a Democrat in charge who put this out for the most passionate Trump supporters, they wouldn't believe a single word of it. None, right? I'm not saying Republicans. I'm saying the diehard MAGA folks wouldn't believe a word.
I can't get behind you on that. Come on now, Chad.
And you're
be fair.
Hiding information. 47 past two, some lighter items, including Ludacris. You owe us one. That's next. This weekend, Taste of Minnesota in the heart of downtown Minneapolis. I was part of it last year, a couple days last year. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Was not involved this year. I know you were, Jason DeRosa.
What do you mean involved? Just like attending?
Well, you were Instagramming. You were doing your thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people.
Both days.
A lot of people were there for loot.
Yeah, heck yeah.
A lot of people there.
Capacity, they had capacity.
10 minutes. 10 minutes before Ludacris goes on stage, they say, "We're full."
Right. They were.
And you're mad that people are mad about it. If I yes. think I'm going to Ludacris and I come down from Lakeville and I'm in the lewd nation,
right?
I want my lewd.
So your thesis is that at a free festival,
yeah,
where the headliner takes the stage at 7:30,
yeah,
you believe that it should be fine to show up at 7:20.
That's how I roll.
Just stroll right in.
That's right.
Ludicrous is what I would call that
yeah.
assertion. I don't know like how many people were really upset about this, right? But I do know that the lines were big.
They were big last year, too. So I assume you were there both years. Were they a little bigger this year, you think? Or
Sunday was the biggest crowd they ever had.
Yeah.
And the weather was perfect Sunday.
Yeah.
It was really nice. So I think that's part of it. You know, the reality is the footprint of that site, and especially of where the main stage
where the music is. Yeah, it's not a big place.
It's limited. It's limited. And so would it be better to have a bigger footprint? Yes. Where in the downtown? We don't have an amphitheater. We don't have an outdoor.
We just stop right there. I think we have money again. Where was that? Is that the one on the river, Dave? You sent it to me in the last.
Yes, it was going to be on the river.
But is that happening? I thought that didn't get funded or something.
It's just over and over again. We were going to have an amphitheater.
We've been talking about it for 20 years.
Survey the community. Get the results back by 2020.
Then everybody, the community that lives along Interstate 94, there's no one that lives over there.
There's ducks and geese.
Yeah.
Muskrat.
So you're a Ludacris hater. Just admit it.
Oh, I loved the Luda show. Loved
so
it.
You were able to, you were there
I
early.
I was there.
So in other words, because you arrived early to Gramet.
Because I was there to see Nerdy at 5:45.
Yeah.
And Nerdy was fantastic.
You wouldn't know Nerdy if you walked in the
Nerdy's room. Been on my show.
Yeah.
How about that? I am a friend to the hip-hop community.
Okay. Okay.
And I will tell you,
Please have that as a part of the open tomorrow.
Yeah.
I am a friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever had nerd E on your show? I didn't think so.
I didn't know it was two D's, by the way.
It's N-U-R-D. You're still wrong.
Yeah.
Nerd Have D. some respect.
So in other words,
for the artist.
Oh, look at Dimitrov here. He's about to upset center. We got a pec injury at Wimbledon. Pec injury.
Bad. Really bad.
Yeah, that doesn't look good, the pec injury.
Ooh.
Okay, so I'm sure it's something.
Sound?
Sounded like that's the.
That was the actual audio from.
That was a live listening.
From the grass courts.
Yeah.
I know you'll talk at some point today about this horrifying event down in Texas.
Yeah.
What do you want to say about elected officials or wannabe elected officials who chose this time to be convinced that once again we are controlling the weather and that Bill Gates, in fact, is part of the controlling of the weather to make it rain at an extraordinary level. And I guess he's doing this because it's an area where they're not aligned with Bill's politics. So he's now going to go after Marjorie Taylor Greene and others with over 95 dead. And this is what they're going with right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's more frustrating or disappointing. Is it that you have, the House of Representatives, you're always going to have a kook or two. It's part of the beauty of the House, right? It's big.
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to have that. I'm more sad that there are like people who drink it up. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So it's one thing that you have like lunatics who serve up this sort of nonsense. I guess I've come to terms with that. But the fact that so many Americans are willing to entertain this sort of stuff or try to make excuses for it. That's where I think, like, man, we've lost it. We've lost our way.
Well, I'll give you another one. There is a pediatrician who offered up some vile comments about MAGA folks and deserving it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
27 girls and counselors
at
a camp died in a
it's disgusting.
Unimaginable way, and you decide as a pediatrician. This is your time to make a political statement. It's pretty, pretty sad.
Life was better when people didn't have these megaphones, that only we were the ones with the megaphone.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that.
Yeah. And you getting your fine first row seats for Ludacris, as long as you were there.
It's called VIP. Look into it.